This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digme, and this is Dig Me Discussions, our weekly interview series where we introduce you to a passionate personality and share their story with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to go out there and chase your dreams. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This Dig Your Dream Podcast is proudly supported by Zone Sports Academy, a 28,000 square foot indoor baseball and softball facility located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Zone offers professional level training and coaching for individual players and teams and is the home to the Zone Redhawks travel baseball organization. Former players and students have gone on to earn collegiate scholarships and professional contracts, including a 2015 Major League Baseball first round draft pick. So if you are looking to get zoned in and take your game to the next level, now is the time for you to visit zonedinc.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Dig Your Dream Podcast for this bonus throwback episode. With the college baseball season upon us, I thought it would be the perfect time to share my keynote speech from last year's Seton Hall Pirate Baseball First Pitch Dinner. On January 23rd, 2020, I had the great honor and privilege to go back to the Seton Hall University campus and address the program that has meant so much to me and had such an impact on both my baseball and business careers. On that special night, just 3 weeks after the birth of my daughter, I had the opportunity to share my personal journey with their current players and honor my late coach, the great Mike Shepard, with an emotional letter I wrote to him following his passing in the spring of 2019. 20 years after I took off the Pirate uniform for the very last time, it was a chance for me to inspire, reminisce, and remember a time in my life that taught me one of the most valuable lessons anyone could ever learn. Never lose your hustle. I hope you enjoy this bonus throwback episode, a night I will remember forever, and a speech I know my daughter will be proud of.
That's kind of crazy, that video. First of all, you guys probably saw me walk up here with all of this. I spent the last couple of days writing a speech, and I've been freaking out whether or not I'm going to actually read it, and I'm not. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to do my best to really say thank you, share some words of encouragement to the current team, and also share my story, which I think is kind of unique, and hopefully you guys will enjoy it. First, I do want to say thank you so much to the Shepherd family for even considering me to be the speaker. For anyone who knows me, you guys know that I truly, truly love Seton Hall, and it doesn't come from a corny place. Like this place, you know, your parents probably told you when you were going through the recruiting process that choosing the school that you're going to spend the next 4 years ultimately is going to impact your life greater than you could imagine when you're 17 or 18 years old. My parents told me the same thing, and they were spot on, and I'm just forever grateful I chose the right place. But there's a backstory to choosing that right place. So once again, thank you to the Shepherd family. Rob, honest to God, thank you so much for asking me to do this. This means the world to me. I'm one of the few guys, I think, I mean, there's a number of us out there, but not many, that had the opportunity to play for your current coach, Rob Shepherd, and Coach Mike Shepherd Sr. Not many players had the opportunity to play for both. I was one of those guys that my 4 years, I had both of them. I had the father and the son. For me, it was like, you know, it was perfect. So this is, extremely special for me. You know, 2020 is just a special year, the way the number sounds. And of course, being the first year, the first season after Coach Shepherd leaving us last year. So I can't thank you and your family enough. Mrs. Shep, thank you so much. It means the world to me. What I'm going to do first, and then I'm going to pass along my story, and then I'll get you out of here in a few minutes, is I have a feeling, I don't want to speak for anybody, but last spring, you know, we lost a great. And Coach Shepherd Sr., was a guy that truly, truly impacted my life. I'll try not to get emotional. I don't think I'm going to, because I'm getting better as I get older with that. But Coach Shepherd Sr. was a guy that he impacted hundreds and thousands of players, from the guys that were five-tool athletes to guys like me that didn't have a lot of skill, but thought he did and told people that he did. And I truly believe that Coach Shepard and the way that he coached baseball and four words that he was famous for, I truly believe that that coaching style and those words were made for me. Because if I went somewhere else, if I played for a different coach, if someone else told me some other words, I would have never, ever, ever enjoyed a successful college career. I would have never, ever played 14 years of professional baseball. So what I'm going to do, because I have a feeling, and I didn't ask anybody this, but I have a feeling that when Coach Shepard left us last spring, like many of his players, I was extremely sad. Losing a great, losing someone that has impacted your life is never easy. I went home after that week or weekend, and I went on my computer, and I'm sure some of you guys follow me on whatever I'm doing on social media. Some of it's good, some of it might be corny, I don't even know what I'm doing. But I got on my website and I got on my blog and I wrote an article, and it was like one of the first articles I ever wrote. And I'm gonna read it. I have a feeling some of you have read it, and for those of you who haven't, this was my letter, and this is the first time actually reading it out loud. It's different when you type it on the computer. This is my letter, four words that changed my life forever. Dear Coach Shepard, this was the last time I shook your hands as one of your players. And on the article was a picture of me running out for the starting lineup at our regional, by the way, 41 season in 2000. This was the last time I shook your hand as one of your players. It was the last time wearing the Seton Hall Pirate uniform, the last time I wore the number one jersey, and the last time I would be on the field with number 17. This was during the 2000 NCAA tournament, after we had just won 40 games and earned an at-large bid. After 4 years together, we had earned this handshake. There is so much that I want to say to you, so many incredible memories to remember, so many tough times between us, so much history between a young, stubborn kid and a wise, stern coach. I didn't understand it all back then. All that running we did, why we had to run the rock, or why we had to run a 6 minute mile. I never understood why we had to run the jet lag off after a long flight home from California, or why it was so important that we made our 8 a.m. classes after pulling into campus at 2 a.m. I just didn't understand why you got so frustrated after a poor at bat, even though we were winning by a lot and I already had a couple of hits in the game. I didn't understand back then, but I do now. You made us run the rock because it was hard. You made us run a 6 minute mile because it wasn't easy. You checked on our attendance at class because that's what being a student athlete was all about. And you cared about the poor at bats because they all counted. Everything mattered when you played at Seton Hall. I will always be grateful I had the chance to wear the same uniform as you. I will always be grateful for all the games you wrote my name in the lineup. I will always be grateful for how hard you were on me. I now know that if you weren't hard on me, I never would have pushed myself as hard as I did. I now know you really did know what you were doing. You knew you weren't building baseball players, you were building young men. You weren't getting us ready for Big East baseball, you were preparing us for life. I didn't know that back then, but I sure do know it now. Playing for you was one of the greatest badges of honor I have ever earned. I will always be proud to say I played my college baseball at Seton Hall University for Coach Mike Shepard. I'll always be proud of that. Thank you, Coach Shep, for the best 4 years I've ever had on a baseball field, and that is still true. Thank you for the program you built and you're continuing to build, the history that you created, and the legacy that you left. And like my jersey number, I know I may have been one small piece of the program's history, but I'd rather be one small piece at Seton Hall than a big piece anywhere else. Yeah, Shep, we earned this handshake. 4 years and four words that changed my life forever. If someone asks me what I learned at Seton Hall and what Coach Shepard taught me, I won't ever hesitate. I'll say I learned to never lose your hustle. All right, the emotional part of the speech hopefully is done. But I wrote that, and after speaking with RB, and I had a chance to speak with the family, during that week, apparently got around, and I'm just grateful that those of you who took the time to read it, I appreciate your time, and for those of you who thought that those words resonate with you, I'm grateful for that. And the reason why I think that this letter still means something to me a year later, or almost a year later, and why I hope it will mean to the current program and alumni and players that come many years from now is this. I had an opportunity to play 14 years of professional baseball. And when you play professional baseball, you travel all over the country, you know, really rinky-dink hotels and nice buses and bad buses. And most days you're broke and some days you have money. It's a crazy, awesome life. And you come across a lot of amazing people. And I couldn't tell you how many times somebody would watch me play, or somebody would mention my passion, or they would mention my hustle. And then they would look on the back of the baseball card, or like, you know, the bio books that come out in spring training, and they'd read my name and your birth date, and it would say you're from Jersey, and then it would say you're from Seton Hall. And you don't know how many times a farm director, a minor league coach, an assistant to the GM would say, "Now I know why you went to Seton Hall." And, you know, I'm forever grateful that I got a chance to play here. And I'll try to go as quickly as I can because I don't want to keep you guys all night. But, you know, that letter and what I hope to think was a very successful career at Seton Hall started with a big choice on my end. You know, I wasn't a big time recruit out of high school, and I definitely wasn't what a Seton Hall recruit looks like. To many recruits, and I'm a very honest, transparent person, I was small, I was skinny, I couldn't hit water if I fell out of a boat, but I could pick it a little bit. And I remember reading an article in the Star Ledger when I was a freshman or sophomore, and they did this whole feature on Coach Mike Shepard and Seton Hall baseball. And, you know, he coached Mo Vaughn and Biggio and Valentin and all these amazing players. And I told my dad, I'm like, I'm going there. I'm playing for that guy. And I remember my dad was worried, because I think, you know, when a dad gives you the look like, yeah, I'll support you, but he kind of knows the answer that you're probably not at that level kind of look. And my parents wanted me to keep my options open and maybe look for a smaller school because my skill set might have fit in a program that was more for my kind of player. But I was determined to go to Seton Hall, and this was far beyond, you know, far before social media and where email was, you know, very convenient. I did whatever I could to get the Shepherd's family attention. I signed up for Coach Shepherd's Hustlers baseball camp, and I would show up and swing out of my ass and try to hit the ball hard in the cage. I would try to make nice plays in Walsh Gym. I would call the office as much as I could, and I'm not sure if it was because I was either you know, I was persistent or good or probably just flat out annoying, but Coach Shepherd eventually drove his car down to Marlboro High School and actually watched me play one game. And I still thank God every day I actually hit a home run and I turned a nice double play. And it wasn't good enough to earn a scholarship at the time, but it was good enough for them to tell me that I was what you would call a recruited walk-on, where, you know, we don't say no to any young player or any hungry player. If you want to come here and you want to earn it, we'll let you in. You just got to show up and prove to us that you were right. And I'm forever grateful I took that chance. I still work with a lot of young players today, a lot of players, some of which that are here playing in this program that I've had the opportunity to work with. And I do explain to them that choosing your school is going to be one of the most important decisions of your life. I look back now on that decision for me to take a bigger bite than I can chew. I'm just so glad I got it right. I'm so glad, because if it would have went wrong, I would have never played pro ball. I would have never experienced the things that I've experienced. And the lessons that I learned and the traits that I acquired being a Seton Hall baseball player have thankfully allowed me to somewhat hold my head above water and compete in the real world. And that's where the current players will be someday. I know you don't want to think about that, because it does go quick. And one day the game will end and you're going to have to, you know, take off your cleats and put on working shoes and get out there and hustle. But I'm convinced, because of what I learned here at Seton Hall, I'm still giving myself a chance every single day to compete. I'm almost done, but I do want to share a couple of things. First of all, I want to thank RB for mentioning the story about him missing my last weekend ever playing college baseball. I was going to mention that, but thank you for bringing that up. And I do understand now, being a dad for exactly 21 days to about this moment. So real quick shout out to my wife. She's a brand new mom, 3 weeks in, and she's here. So it's important for me to share a little bit about who I am and my story. And standing up here is 20 years in the making for me. 20 years ago, going into your opening day, which is just a few weeks from now, was my senior season. And I don't want to speak for any of you players, but I would guess that most of you would do anything to play a day of professional baseball, not let alone 14 years and let alone for some of the very fortunate who got a chance to actually, you know, get that call up to the major leagues. As a senior, when you're not drafted as a junior, yes, you're excited. You have one more year, but you're kind of like, wow, am I ever going to play again after that? So 2000 was a very special year for me, a very emotional year. And I am beyond proud that although we came up short of winning the Big East championship, and shame on the last hitter who hit that hard ground ball that didn't hit it hard enough for it to get through for a game-tying hit. That would be me, unfortunately. We lost 1-0 to Rutgers in the Big East championship. I am forever proud that still to this day, I believe, we are the last 41 season that Coach Shepherd or Rob Shepherd has ever coached. We were an incredible baseball team, and we played so darn hard that we actually earned an opportunity to go to the NCAA regionals. RB was not there for my last weekend because he was busy being a dad. And I remember taking off that Seton Hall Pirate uniform for the last time, and I was extremely emotional because if I could have played here forever, I would have. Luckily enough for me, somebody called, keep it in the family, Dana Brown from Seton Hall. He gave me a call and he said, hey, listen, I couldn't convince enough guys to believe that you were good enough for a draft selection, but I convinced them enough to give you an opportunity. And it sounded extremely similar to what Coach Shepherd and Rob Shepherd said to me a few years earlier. My advice to any of you players here in this uniform, whether you wear a Seton Hall Pirate uniform or a uniform after this or the real world uniform many years from now, all you need is an opportunity. You don't need to be a first round pick. You don't need to raise $1 million for your business. You do not need a fancy suit. All you need is for someone to open the door. And if they don't open it, keep knocking. Show up every single day until they are so darn annoyed at you that they open the door slightly. And when they try to close it, just stick your foot in there. Because if you do that, they will have no choice but to let you in. And that's exactly how my story at Seton Hall went. They gave me an opportunity to show up, and that's all I did. In my letter to Coach Shepherd last year, I said 4 words that changed my life forever. They are so simple, but so powerful. Never lose your hustle. So simple. But I was a guy that didn't have all the skills. I didn't have all the tools that some of my other incoming freshman class. We had a great freshman class, and I would look to them and just be so envious. But I just remember saying to myself, well, if I outwork them, if I outrun them, if I spend more time in the cage, if I take more ground balls than them, if I care more than them, I'll at least be able to compete with them. It sounds like a corny formula, but it works, and I'm convinced that it works in everything, not just in baseball, but in life. I want to leave you guys all with just a few other words, and I promise I'll get you out of here. Just a couple of quick stories. I do want to make you guys laugh a little bit. One very, very funny story that I remember about Coach Shepherd Sr. You know, Coach Shep and I were, I would like to think, extremely close, and I would think now, years and years later, that, you know, he cared for me greatly. I truly believe that. But like every special relationship, there are very, you know, there are times where you challenge each other. And Coach Shep and I challenged each other for 4 years. There was a time where I'm sure they didn't expect me to turn into much. And then there was the time where I think I proved them wrong. I turned into a good player and I started letting them know that I was darn good. And Coach Shep and I would butt heads quite a bit. But he was a guy that got the best out of me. And I'll never forget this funny story about how no matter how well you were doing, and he didn't care if I was batting third in the lineup and I was leading the team in average, he just didn't care. There was a day we were in practice and one of my teammates, Johnny Brevet, Johnny Bravo, who I love dearly, he was a fellow middle infielder. His last name is Brevet. So you say it really quickly, Navarette, Brevet, Navarette, Brevet, you know, and we're just in the middle of a season where we're just killing it, you know, and we're competing for a Big East championship and we're having one of our intense practices and Coach Shep Sr. is just like on fire, right? And he looks over at the cage and we're hanging around whatever group we're hitting and me and Bravo were in the same group and Shep starts yelling at the top of his lungs. He's like, Brevet, Brevet. And he's looking like right at me. He's like, Brevet, Brevet. And you know, I play for the old man Coach Shep. I follow directions. Like he's looking at me, but he's saying Brevet. And I'm not blinking. I'm not doing anything. I'm not walking to him. I'm not acknowledging him. I'm doing nothing. And he looks at me and he's like, Brevet. And I don't move. He walks right over, storms right over, gets right to my nose. And he's like, when I call your name, you answer me. And I said, Shep, I'm Navarette, not Brevet. He goes, I don't care who you are. When I talk to you, you answer me. So That's a true story. That's a true story. So, you know, that's the relationship that I had. That's the relationship that I had with Coach Shep. And, you know, he never let me be complacent. He would tell me all the time that, you know, be careful what you ask for. You're going to go to pro ball and it's going to be harder and worse than college. And I used to think that he was just talking. I'm like, you know, pro ball has got to be much better than college, you know? And here we are at Seton Hall where everyone treats you like royalty. And I thought, you know, pro ball, you're going to be on these fancy buses and planes. And, you know, for those of you guys who play pro ball, you know, that's not the gig until you get higher. Right. And he was right about that. But this is a guy who showed up, at every stadium along with Rob, every New Jersey stadium I showed up along the minor league ladder. This is a guy when I came back to visit every single fall, I would try to spend time and at least visit for a day and hang out because I just love being around the Seton Hall baseball program. He would never let me live it down that I hadn't graduated yet. And I am forever proud and I'm forever grateful. Not only did I come back, but he was still here when I was able to tell him that I graduated. He was super pumped up about that. You know, 20 years from my first class, I actually walked up on stage and I know he was pumped up about that. So I'm just about to wrap things up. I guess you can get the gist that Seton Hall University really did have an impact on my life, and it still does today. As corny as it sounds, I was driving when I pulled in today. I wanted to go take a peek at the new field, and thank you guys for the beautiful stadium that you built in honor of his name. You guys are the current team. You guys are ridiculously spoiled. If I had a chance to put on that uniform and play third base again on that field, oh my gosh. But I was driving through campus and I pulled up on the side of the stadium, and of course this sounds corny, but I looked at my wife and I'm like, hey, you know, maybe Stella Rose, our daughter, I'm like, you never know, maybe she'll come to Seton Hall. So I want to leave the current program with this. I want to leave the current players with this. I was a recruited walk-on. I showed up here with just the desire to wear this uniform. I looked to the former players that came here, the legends that they were, the guys who played in the big leagues, the guys who didn't play in the big leagues. You know, we were taught about the history and the legacy and the tradition of the program, and I truly bought into that. So my first bit of advice is, although the last name, your last name on your back is really everything that matters, it's your family's name. When you put on that uniform and you play for the name on your chest, that's how you're gonna become the best player that you can be. And I remember that there was a player here who once shared something on social media, and he said something along the lines that, you know, we don't just play for the name on the back, we play for the name on the front, and we play for all the players that came before us. And I know that when I was here, that's how I played baseball. And I'm convinced that I snuck in all those years of pro ball not because I was good. I snuck it in just because I was taught how to play baseball the right way. And now that my playing career is over, I am an aspiring business person. At least I think I am an aspiring business person. I have started my own business. And like my pro career, when I first started my business, when I first started my company, everybody in the world other than my immediate family and close friends looked at me and said, you're absolutely crazy. No one will ever buy your shirts. No one will ever put your stuff in their stores. We'll never see it on TV. Very similar to a lot of my colleagues in high school that said, you'll never play Division I baseball. Luckily for me, I have a hard time following directions. I didn't give up on that dream either. And I've been living on a phrase lately that I really hold dear to my heart. And I like to say every day, outlast the obstacle. And I've been saying that for the last few years, outlast the obstacle. And it's another corny phrase, but I think it really resonates. You know, a lot of times you don't have to have a ton of talent. You don't have to be the smartest person. You don't have to hit the most home runs. But if there's something that is challenging, if there is something that is holding you back, if there is a hill that you can't get over, if you just find a way to show up every single day, the hill will get smaller, the challenge will become a little bit less, and you will get there just because you showed up every day. And I'd like to think that you can outlast the obstacle if you never lose your hustle. And that's exactly why my business, after 10 years of literally getting its butt kicked, is starting to get some traction. I am convinced that some of the goals that I'm putting forth for myself and for my family, as hard as they may be, I have a feeling that we're going to find a way to pull them off, because I played my college baseball at Seton Hall University. I played my college baseball for Coach Mike Shepard. And where I come from, there's no answer but winning. So it may take forever, but my message to all of you, to the current players in this 2020 season, a special season in this beautiful new stadium, is play the game and live the words from my old coach, Coach Mike Shepard. But remember, whatever your story is not like mine. Your story is yours. I want you to go out there. I want you to play this game with passion. I want you to play this game with your personality. Do not try to be like some other player. Do not try to look like another player, because you are you. And at the end of the day, play with an unlimited amount of perseverance, because when you do that, you will become better than you ever thought. And that's exactly what happened to me when I played my college baseball at Seton Hall. So once again, to the Shepherd family, to Seton Hall University, I want to say thank you. And one last thing, and this is very corny. In 2016, I came back to college after 14 years and 20 years from my first class, and it was ridiculously hard. But I walked up on stage and I got my degree, and it was awesome. And for some strange reason, Seton Hall University didn't have a commencement speaker. I'm almost positive. I'm not sure why, and I know that it didn't upset me. I thought it was such a great event. But I remember standing there or sitting in the seats, and I'm like, you know, one day I'm going to bust my butt so hard. I'm going to build something so great that I'm going to be the commencement speaker at Seton Hall University's graduation. And the reason why I say that is I never ever once thought I'd be good enough to be asked by Coach Rob Shepherd to speak in front of you guys, in front of this program. And if I can do this, who knows what I could pull off in the next 5 or 10 years if I keep doing what I was taught to do here at Seton Hall. So I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, on behalf of my wife, on behalf of my brand new baby daughter, Stella Rose, thank you very much for allowing me to wear this uniform. Thank you for letting me play for Coach Shepherd Sr. And I forgive you for not being there my last weekend of my college baseball career. To the 2020 Seton Hall Pirates, as Coach Shepherd, or as I would say in my business, you know, live your dream, be yourself. But more importantly, as Coach Shepherd Sr. would say, whatever you do, never lose your hustle. Thank you.
Until next time, you know what you have to do. Go on, get out there, tip your cap, and dig your dream.